Last night marked the end of a nearly 20-year-old Pentagon ban on media coverage of returning U.S. war dead. About 24 members of the media were present as the body of Air Force Staff Sergeant Philip Myers arrived at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. Myers was killed by an explosion in Afghanistan on Saturday. Kavitha Cardoza of member station WAMU spoke with members of the Honor Guard who meet the planes as they arrive at Dover. Here they share some of their stories and reflections.
There's usually not a lot of talking that goes on.
It's very windy, very cold. It's a hazardous area. You're on an airfield. There's always major equipment moving around.
It's our job to make sure that we transfer from the plane to the mortuary truck. We never know the names of the service members that were going out there to transfer.
We have to march out to the plane. At that time, you know, I can see the transfer cases, the caskets, you know, on the side of the plane lined up. Metal casket with a flag over it. I mean, I've never seen a casket like that before. You know, just on TV, pictures like that. But in person, it's different. So I think even my legs were a little shaky.
The chaplain says a prayer at the very beginning, and they take the transfer case, march it down the K-loader, lower it.
We march up in a formation, the seven of us, two columns of three and one behind, calling the cadence, like left, right, just so we can all stay in step. There's no music or nothing like that. I mean, even the commands that we call out, they're not loud.
I can feel my heart beating every part of my body. It just feels like I'm just one big heart just pounding.
I remember bending over to pick it up for the first time. You know, you see a folded flag over a transfer case. There's really no words to describe how I felt. Maybe empty, and it didn't seem like there was a world past where I was at that point.
You never know if there's a 6'5" person in there weighing like 300 pounds. And then the dead weight, it makes it even heavier. There's ice. That makes it really heavy. And sometimes it's really light because not the whole body doesn't come back. There might just be a leg in here or something.
It hits home. This is a service member who's made the ultimate sacrifice for his country. You're there to make sure that, you know, he gets to where he needs to go safely.
All these thoughts come into your head, you know, was he young, was he old? You don't know if it's a man, a woman, could be like a rank of private or a colonel. What type of person he is, where he's from, I mean, I wonder what he liked to do, if he was a mother, a father, a son. They're never going to be able to complain about, like, oh, I have to go to work. You know, I have to go buy groceries. You know, it's cold outside. Little things like that.
My very first one, I had one tear, and I had to pull myself together. You know, I know that if I were in that transfer case, that I wouldn't want the Marines carrying me to be weeping and doing this, because that's not what I would want, and we know that that's not what that Marine would want as well.
The one thing with a Dover shot is you can't really forget them. I remember everyone I've ever done.
It's just, these are your boys, you know?
I haven't known any of them, and when I get out there, I feel like, you know, like I've been serving with them the whole time I've been in the Marine Corps. Just when I pick up a fallen brother, I feel like, you know, it's like family.
You heard the voices of John Perry, Roberto Ross Pigliosi, Corey Taylor, and Eric Zerwas.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.